This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. One part of the new Texas law regulating the practice of abortion within medicine and also restricting abortion to the first 20 weeks of gestation may not be well understood by most pro-life advocates. One particular pro-life advocate has no problem telling story after story about why abortionists need to be required to have hospital admitting privileges. Cheryl Sullinger of Operation Rescue counters those who support Planned Parenthood's emergency appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, asking for a stay in Texas law that requires such admitting privileges. Cheryl's stories all pretty much follow the same idea. A patient whose surgeon has hospital admitting privileges is part of a community of medical practitioners. When problems arise after surgery of any kind, the patient can be admitted to the hospital with a simple phone call from that physician. Too many women have been essentially abandoned by their abortionist and have died because the abortionist was not available for anything but the abortion. When the women show up at a hospital emergency room, there are no records to be relied on, no understanding of what procedure was done or how it was performed. Hospitals can take hours or days to discover problems that needed to be addressed in minutes, and women have died. You are listening to Life News Radio. Friday's Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling, interesting in that it was an all-women panel making the decision so important to women's health, overturned a district court ruling and allowed Texas to implement this particular portion of the law. As of Tuesday, the count is up to 16 Texas abortion clinics that have closed rather than meet requirements of this law. Planned Parenthood's emergency appeal to the Supreme Court has been assigned to Justice Antonin Scalia. His ruling is expected mid-November. This has been Life News Radio.